you know, I waste all my, you know what I really, I spend the most money on? Like the one thing I really splurge on are really high-end restaurants. Four-star crazy restaurants. You know why? Because when I was in high school and I was such a spineless little pussy, and I worship like writers who really lived out there on the edge of sanity. Like that was my idea of being a badass. Like I read Harlan Ellison, man. I read fucking H.P. Lovecraft, dude. You know? And then when I got into college, I transferred that love to really fucked up musicians. I was like, you know, I love Rocky Erickson and Hazel Adkins and Gigi Allen, man. And now I've transferred that exact same love and worship to four-star chefs, because four-star chefs are fucking crazy. And they're preparing food. There's something so beautiful about clinically insane people. Like the level of OCD where it's like, see how all my shoes are facing southwest? You're like, it keeps the goblins asleep. Okay. The fuck is he talking about? There's this place, hey, I'll give you an example. There's a place I've got to go to. I haven't been there yet. It's in Las Vegas. It's called Fleur-de-Lis. And the way the guy describes it, it's the owner, like, writing about his own restaurant. Listen to this crazy mental patient ritualistic behavior that he thinks is important, all right? He says, every day at Fleur-de-Lis, we fly in 3,000 ice pink roses and put them each in their own silver-dusted crystal decanter. And you read that and you go, wow, that has nothing to do with the food. You're out of your fucking mind. Listen, if you're gonna do shit like that, describe stuff I can never check up on. Just goes like, every day at Fleur-de-Lis, we fly in the surviving cast members of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. And we lock them in a lightless vault 80 feet below the main dining room. And we give them each a jar with 3 fireflies. You're like, wow, we gotta try that steak. That sounds awesome. Every day our coffee-rubbed Kobe beef is read the book Are You My Mother by a Guatemalan child. And you'll eat that steak next to a waterfall made of Holly Hunter's tears.